It's Friday, December 27th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 173. Matt Scott is joined by Brad Kinsey, John Clancy, and Rich Fregosa talking about Control 4's OS 3. Rich Fregosa starts off talking about how smart home control systems have been revolutionized by the advent of smartphones and other mobile devices.
For me, it's a matter of just establishing some perspective. I'm going to point out John and myself. We both have had careers as integrators, and between the two of us, probably close to about 50 years of combined experience as integrators. And when we first started out with control systems, there were two at the time. And they were almost exclusively for bespoke systems. So you had all of the features. And ironically enough, I mean, what we're seeing, although we're packaging it in different ways, is not new. What has changed and what I'm excited about and the perspective that this brings is it's accessible. And that's a huge difference at this point. We're able to deploy, are able to deploy solutions that 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, there was a price point and a price of entry that you needed to work your way into. Now, and I've always said, what's been the key to this? And over and over, mobile, right? Everybody has a computer in their pocket now. And that has shifted how we react as an industry. Now, that's the great news. The great news is that you now have a much wider audience who can get excited about this, who has the tools available to them. And they can get excited, and it's always going to fill that niche, and we're happy for that. It's like anything else. Just because an Apple Watch came out doesn't mean that Piaget went out of business. They're not necessarily correlations with one another. Bespoke is always going to have a different requirement, whether it's residential, whether it's commercial, whether it's government operations center. But the best part now is that we can work with them in tandem. So you have the ability to deploy more systems out there. You have the ability to have different staff push those systems out, or the end user even, and enjoy their systems and use it for what we've always said, which is that 90% of the system, right? We had called it for years, our principles of automation. In terms of an automated home, you had about 6 or 8 things that you were really concerned about, right? You wanted it warmer or cooler, lighter or dimmer, louder or softer, on or off. And so these systems are echoing those principles that we've always had from the beginning. We're just allowing the users now to be able to take control of it, to modify it, sometimes get themselves in trouble with it, because again, you're giving them a toy and you're handing them the keys. And, it's not quite handing them, an espresso and a puppy to a 2-year-old, but it's pretty darn close sometimes. I think that there is always that coexistence going to occur. And I think it's great for companies to be able to adapt, because it's another tool. You can spend your time in those 2 or 3 projects a year that are your crowning jewels. But at the same time, you can crank out 50, 60, 100, 150 of these projects and have happy clients and maintain your business model and grow your business and continue to flourish. So for me, it's always been, I embrace it. I view it as an exciting time because it allows me to offer options to clients or to integrators that I'm working with to say, look, consider this. You're going to keep them happy, and it's just going to allow you to maintain your profitability and grow your business as you decide to step up, if you decide to go into that market. And if you don't, it's still a great living for an integrator.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.